despite the license to challenge God's judgment, something that we mentioned in yesterday's shiur is a unique characteristic of Tisha B'Av. An equally important theme of Tisha B'Av, albeit far less unique, is the need to accept Hashem's judgment. This is the typical and more classical, familiar religious posture, but it's striking that on the very day in which we were allowed to challenge Hashem's judgment, even on that day, even on Tisha B'Av, we also repeatedly reaffirm our acceptance of Hashem's judgment. One dramatic example of this is the contrast between Kina Yud Ches and Kina Yud Tes. Kina Yud Ches is one of those kinos which is primarily focused on challenging Hashem's judgment. Each stanza basically is a question. It's actually 11 questions of Hashem's judgment where we declare something that God said or did, and then we ask that it doesn't seem to be coming to fruition, it doesn't meet with reality. For example, we begin, Va'ata Amarta Heitiv Eitiv Imach. Hashem, you said that I will be exceedingly good to you. It'll be good for the Jewish people. And justice, therefore, should prevail. And we should be allowed to be successful and thrive. And yet we ask, V'loma b'nei bial chillu shmach. And yet you've allowed these evil and wicked ones to come and profane your name. And of course, that includes destruction of the Jewish people, of the Beis HaMikdash. That is the ultimate being profane of God's name. And yet, lo shafachta aleihem zamach. And you're not punishing them. So how does that square with Heitiv Eitiv Imach? Again, example after example, challenging God's judgment. However, Kina Yud Tes is just the exact opposite. We have 11 stanzas answering these 11 questions. And each time we say, Lecha Hashem HaTzedakah. Actually, God, you are right. You are righteous. V'lanu Boshes HaPanim. And we, on the other hand, it is we who have failed, and shame is on us because we have done the things that were wrong and deserving of your punishment. We accept and we understand and we affirm the righteousness of Hashem's judgment. Truth be told, the transition actually occurs at the last one of the stanzas in Kina Yud Ches, where before we get to the complete theme in the following Kina, but we end this challenge Kina with a level of acceptance. Ata tzadik al kalaba, lecha Hashem atztaka, v'natztikcha b'chiba. Hashem, you are the righteous one on everything that happens. You are the righteous one, and we affirm this with chiba, lovingly. This idea is actually also found in the opening kinos of Tisha B'Av morning. As we mentioned yesterday, Kina Ches, tremendous challenges to Hashem. We escalate the theme already begun in Kina Zion, more and more challenges. And yet, after all of the complaints, all of the questions, both in Kina Zion and in Kina Ches, then almost at the end, the second to last stanza in Kina Ches, we say, Echof l'charosh, we bow our head. And Rav Soloveitchik understood that this was an allusion to bowing our head in acceptance, in humble acceptance of God's judgment, of His righteousness. Even after all the questions, soaring to the heaven and back, all of the despair reaching its climax, I still bend my head, I accept. This is the common, traditional Jewish idea of Tziduk Hadin. And again, as I say, it's so important not to dismiss or to overlook this theme. It is striking, and therefore our eyes are drawn to what's more unique, which is the challenge of God's judgment on Tisha B'Av. But it is powerful that at the same time, we also, even as we give voice to the challenge, we also reaffirm our acceptance of Hashem's judgment. A very powerful example of this can be seen perhaps in a lesson taught in the Gemara in Masechta Nedarim. This is one of the Gemaras that asks the question, why did the Churban take place? Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? This particular Gemara is discussing the first Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara tells that this question was asked to the Chachamim and to the Nevi'im. Every possible spiritual leader in power was asked, and no one had an answer. Nobody knew, why is the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed? Until the heavenly voice declared, Al-Azvam Es Torasi, they abandoned my Torah. Question is, if even the Chachamim, if even the Nevi'im didn't know what was wrong, then how could you expect the people to know? How is it fair for the people to be punished if no one, even the Chachamim and the Nevi'im and the prophets, And the scholars, the rabbis, nobody knew what the sin was. So how can you expect the people to know? How can you hold them responsible? Clearly they weren't getting the guidance or rebuke or musar or chizuk from their rebbeim, their machanchim, their neviim. They didn't even know what the problem was. If they didn't know the problem, how could the people have been expected to be responsible? In the Sefer Ohel Moshe, it quotes from Rav Shach, who explains so beautifully. He says, what we see from this Gemara is a valuable lesson, that ultimately every person, every man or woman, knows his or her own chisronos better than any chacham or navi. We all know the truth, and therefore, ultimately, we are responsible. They quote in that sefer that Rav Shach said, when I understood this insight from the Gemara, the walls of my house were shaking, because he understood how powerful this is. It's important to have kavod chachamim, even emunas chachamim, perhaps. But none of that frees us from personal responsibility. We must all take achrayas. If we're honest, if we do a cheshbon hanefesh, we all know where we fall short, and we can all find reasons to accept even God's most difficult judgment.